Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Community College professor, actress, and playwright, Monica Mojica, to talk to us about her new play, Weighing In, opening in July. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, let's talk about what the play is about. It's going to be held at the Black Box Theater, opening July 12th through July 21st. But it's something very important to you.
Yes, it is. Yes. So Weighing In is about our tendency to self-sabotage with negative talk towards ourselves. So particularly involving weight. So it specifically revolves around how we tend to put a premium on looking like some particular aesthetic standard that maybe has been given to us by society. Society may have given us this standard, but we have taken the torch and ran with it for the most part. I know I myself pretty much constantly have a ticker tape of negative commentary on my weight.
Well, I think a lot of us do. And in our community, we have diabetes problems. Mm-hmm. So I think this is very apropos. Give us a brief rundown about the play.
I feel like this is a lot like the vagina monologues, except it's with weight. So I have six women and a man talking about weight and how which different areas it plays into your life. For example, one of the women, Claudia Billings, who is a New Mexico State University full professor in the theater department, is clad in only a hospital gown and is like technically weighing in. And so we've all been there. At least I have. When you're sometimes I'm sick as a dog and I will not go to the doctor's office because I know the first part of that appointment is going to be me weighing in. And I know that once those three numbers traipse his conversation, that is all I will concentrate on. I don't care if I have the flu. I don't care if I have whatever. I'm just thinking, I cannot believe I weigh that much. It's almost like the rest of what he has to say or she has to say is muted. And so I really kind of make that come alive with a particular scene. And I do this through voiceover. There's also a duet acting scene that runs throughout the show, and that is with Jessica Jimenez and Alex Wheeler Larkin, and they're college roommates. One became a moderately successful actress and one is a housewife, and they both deal with their weight issues in their own way. I tend to think, at least when I first wrote this play, that I was focusing a lot on being overweight. And I didn't think about the trials and tribulations of being underweight. So the character of Deborah is underweight. And one of when the catharsis of the scene comes when she's saying, you know, you think that you have it so easy. She's like, I stuff honey down my throat trying to gain weight. So, I mean, we're all in this. I work with police officers a lot and hostage negotiators, it's big, strong men. And I'm talking to them about this play, and darn it, they're saying the exact same things. The same things that plague my daily interactions and best intentions. No gender, no bounds, no age. And that's what's so disheartening. We are so mean to ourselves. And so I think by just exposing that, we are taking away some of its power and realizing that we're all part of a collective.
And how it affects our children.
Oh,
and
yes,
some become anorexic. And then the bullying that goes along with that as well.
That is actually my first monologue deals with it. And it's probably the one Alex Wheeler performs it beautifully. And I cry almost every time because I'm like, what is my inheritance to my son? He has taken so many day one pictures of me where I'm holding up my hand, hopeful in a way, but my eyes aren't. Because I've been on day one for the past 20 years, you know, I'm just constantly. And so he is inheriting from me this disbelief in the miracle that is our body. And I know that I should be thanking the powers that be. And my body grew a beautiful baby and it serves me well every day. But I can't help but go to the bad place, holding myself up to a standard. And my greatest fear is that I'm going to pass that along to him.
How long did it take you to write the play?
So it's been percolating in my mind for my whole life, probably. I mean, it's just, it's been something that I'm a female in America. So I would say I started being aware of my weight since I was 7. But lately, after I turned 40, I've been giving it a lot more thought. So this is going to sound cuckoo, but it took me about an hour and a half to write it. However, it had been percolating this whole time. So sometimes I feel artistic expression is in line of vomiting and that you have all this stuff in you and you're like, I got to get this out. And it rang true with so many people. That is what I knew I was on a higher path when so many people are like, I understand, or you're telling my story. It's been amazing to connect in that way and in the, on that level.
And have you written other plays that took you such a short time?
Yeah, I tend to write. So I used to write for the newspaper. I wrote a play called Africa A to Z a million years ago with Ruth Cantrell. And it doesn't take me that long. But I feel like in my particular creative process, it's getting the ideas.
Well, let's get back to the play. Okay. It consists of a duet acting scenes, monologues, and some spoken poetry.
Yeah, and the poetry part of it is tongue-in-cheek. It's almost like beat poetry, where's my beret, yeah, daddy-o. And I have fun with it because I tackle issues that are close to the heart, and I try to do it with humor. I actually think it's more comedic than tragic, but it's peppered with the tragedy of not being able to love yourself in the little time we have on this planet. So the spoken word part of it is more comedic relief, because so the audience can exhale after they've inhaled so much.
And you've mentioned some of the actors, a cast of 6 women and 1 man,
yes,
featuring 2 NMSU professors, a recent NMSU theater graduate, and seasoned community actors.
Right. So I just would like, so Melissa Lohman is a community actor, wonderful actress. Will Kilroy is actually the head of the theater department. And I mentioned Claudia Billings also teaches in the theater department. Nora Brown is also a wonderful seasoned community actress. Alex Wheeler and Jessica Jimenez both graduated from the NMSU theater department. And Alex is a actress with my company, actually. And then Erin Wendorf, a seasoned, wonderful community actress. After every rehearsal, I just say to myself, I'm one lucky lady to work with a group that is so wonderful.
So again, this is going to be presented by the No Strings Theater Company, mm-hmm, which has been around for a few years.
20 years.
And it'll be held at the Black Box Theater, downtown Las Cruces, mm-hmm, 430 North Main Street, on 2 consecutive weekends, opening on July 12th. So what are the performance times? Fridays, July 12th and the 19th at 8 p.m. Saturdays, July 13th and 20th at 8. And on Sundays, matinees, July 14th and the 21st at 2:30 p.m. with 1 weekday, Thursday,
yeah,
July 18th at 7. What about tickets?
I think for tickets, you can go to their website, or I would call, actually, you can make reservations. The number that you would call would be 575-523-1223.
No Strings Theater Company website, www.no-strings.org, and on Facebook as well. You're on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A, Mojica, M-O-J-I-C-A.
Yes, come check me out on Facebook. I love social media for the good it can do. I like to promote what I love instead of what I hate. So I try to be very positive. And I'll certainly be talking a lot about this play. So look me up. And if you have anything you would like to add, a commentary, I'd not only invite you to the play, which I think is a fantastic live experience, but comment on Facebook and know that you're not alone.
Well, you just mentioned briefly about your company.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Okay, I have a company. It's called Mobu creative. So my last name is Mojica. My husband's last name is Bugby. So Mobu is a marriage of us both, and it's creative. And I do a lot of things, but primarily I help train officers of the law or first responders to de-escalate people in crisis using verbal protocol instead of command and control when applicable. And my goal is that everybody comes home safely at night. So if they need to use command and control, of course, they have protocol for that. But if you can talk someone through a crisis situation, that's where I become really interested in it. I have a theater degree, and that's certainly a passion of mine, but I'm also a passionate advocate for a vulnerable population, which is those who suffer with mental illnesses. As you know, it's a medical encounter. It's something that, like diabetes or heart disease. And so, in 2012, I married those two passions and started my own company. And since then, we've grown to do other things. We also do corporate training, which is more like playing. It's really like you're playing like you're a five-year-old, but it's a bunch of corporate executives. It's getting into the root of that little child inside of you who's creative and imaginative and willing to try anything.
And how have you seen that the community responds to your creativeness?
You know, I think I love being a theater arts person because in order to excel, you have to think outside of the box, I feel. There's a trajectory that you're given in academia and in your job. Do these steps, get to this place of reward. And I think when you're a creative person, you can look at that ending point and find all sorts of avenues. There's a jungle of them out there that are worthy of exploring. I think we have that when we're young, and the tragedy of adulthood is narrowing that focus.
Well, that's worldwide. Those thoughts are type of worldwide thoughts. What about here locally in our community? What is happening now, especially with the immigrants? What is happening in our community that this can be so important to them?
I think, I think there's several ways to take that. So locally, first of all, if you're interacting with human beings, I think it's, and you want to make a good impression, practice makes perfect. So I think when you're dealing with whether it be a PTA meeting or a corporate board meeting, or you're de-escalating somebody as a first responder, you need to practice those skills. They're perishable. And we live a lot of our lives online and on our phones. And when you're breathing the same oxygen, looking into each other's eyes like we're doing right now, it becomes a different interaction. So although it's a global phenomenon, locally we can focus on that interaction through practicum, so practicing certain scenarios. They can be hard ones. They could be like someone saying, I can't find your parents. They could be you have body odor. They could be, you know, they could be those tough situations. They're like, I don't know what to say. You may go over them over again and again in your mind, but when it comes to actuality, you can go a completely different way. So practicing them is important. Establishing a sense of empathy, especially with immigrants and any people, I think is paramount to our survival. And I think we can practice that empathy.
Yeah. So bringing that empathy back to your play, weighing in, what do you hope the community should get out of this play?
I love that question. I feel that by exposing this thought, and for me, it's a tape constantly playing. Monica, you're going to look terrible in that picture. Monica, your arms are too fat. Monica, you're this, you're that, you're that. By saying, you know what? If somebody else says, I can identify with that, I hear that same voice too. Even if we don't converse about it, just having someone nod their heads and be like, yeah, sister, like I hear you, I stand you, I hear you, what you're saying is relevant to me. That is why I want you to see Weighing In, because this story belongs to us all.
Again, opening July 12th and running through July 21st at the Black Box Theater, Weighing In by Monica Mojica, actress, Doñana Community College professor and playwright, most importantly, and of course your own company, Mobu, M-O-B-U Creative. Mm-hmm. thank you so much for joining me on Puentes. You are a bridge to the community.
The pleasure is all mine, and I am honored to be in the same room with you, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.